Boulder gunman passed background check, acquired firearm at retail outlet. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 26, 2021. Alleged Boulder gunman Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alyssa passed a background check for his AR-15 variant firearm and purchased it at retail. In other words, he complied with the very gun control the left assures us will make our country safe. Breitbart News reported that Alyssa opened fire in a Boulder grocery store Monday, killing 10 people, including Officer Eric Talley, a 10-year veteran of the Boulder Police Department. Democrat calls for background check gun control were near immediate, including President Biden's call for H.R. 8 universal background check legislation to be passed by the Senate. Breitbart News pointed out that Colorado already has universal background checks, and has had them since 2013. In other words, every gun sale in Colorado, retail or private, requires a background check to be performed. On Friday, Reuters explained that Alyssa bought a Ruger AR-15 variant 6 days before carrying out the attack. Moreover, the store where Alyssa bought the Ruger said the suspect passed a background check before making the purchase legally. This means the alleged Boulder attacker is only the latest of high-profile shooter to acquire his gun by cooperating with the left's go to gun controls. Here are other attackers who acquired their guns via background checks. These attackers also acquired their guns via background check at retail. Atlanta area attacker, March 16, 2021. Parkland High School attacker, February 14, 2018. Texas church attacker, November 5, 2017. Las Vegas attacker, October 1, 2017. Alexandria attacker, June 14, 2017. Orlando attacker, June 12, 2016. UCLA gunman, June 1, 2016. San Bernardino attackers, December 2, 2015. Colorado Springs attacker, October 31, 2015. Umpqua Community College attacker, October 1, 2015. Allison Parker's attacker, August 26, 2015. Lafayette Movie Theater attacker, July 23, 2015. Chattanooga attacker, July 16, 2015. Alleged Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal attacker, June 17, 2015. Muhammad Carton contest attackers, May 3, 2014. Las Vegas cop killers, June 9, 2015. Santa Barbara attacker, May 23, 2014. Fort Hood attacker, April 2, 2014. Arapahoe High School attacker, December 13, 2013. DC Navy Yard attacker, September 16, 2013. Aurora Movie Theater attacker, July 20, 2012. Gabby Giffords attacker, January 8, 2011. Fort Hood attacker, November 5, 2009. Northern Illinois University attacker, February 14, 2008. Virginia Tech attacker, April 16, 2007. Yet Gabby Giffords Gun Control Group claims, universal background checks are essential to close deadly loopholes in our laws that allow millions of guns to end up in the hands of individuals at an elevated risk of committing violence each year. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.